This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Israel plans to tell 1.4 million Palestinians displaced in the southern city of Rafah to seek shelter in central Gaza ahead of a planned military offensive into the south. Military spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said Wednesday that civilians will be directed toward humanitarian islands that will provide temporary housing, food, water, and other necessities. Israel says Hamas maintains 4 battalions in Rafah that it wants to destroy. Humanitarian groups fear a military offensive into the densely crowded area would be a catastrophe. Most of Gaza's 2.3 million people have been forced from their homes since Israel launched its war against Hamas in response to the militant group's deadly raid on southern Israeli communities last October 7th. The United Nations says a quarter of Gaza's population is starving. Haiti's opposition and civil society groups are busy negotiating who will represent them on the Transitional Council to govern the violence-plagued Caribbean nation. The council will be made up of 7 voting members representing various Haitian political coalitions and the private sector, which will select an interim prime minister and prepare to hold the next presidential elections. But the Associated Press reported Wednesday the proposal appears to be in jeopardy even before it takes effect. Ex-Senator John Charles Moise insisted that a 3-person presidential council he created with former rebel leader Guy Philippe and a Haitian judge should be implemented. Philippe also formed an alliance with the collective of armed gangs led by notorious gang leader Jimmy Chergier, known by his nickname Barbecue. Chergier has said the gangs will not accept any plan put forth by the regional diplomatic forum CARICOM. Prime Minister Ariel Henry said on Monday he would resign from his post after pressure from the United States and CARICOM. This is VOA News. The plan was conceived during an emergency meeting of CARICOM in Jamaica this week with the aim of ending the escalating violence by powerful gangs that has led thousands to flee their homes. Thousands of farmers crowding buses and trains traveled to the Indian capital New Delhi on Thursday to press their demand for new legislation for guaranteed minimum prices for their crops. The farmers were forced to change tactics after authorities barricaded highways into New Delhi last month with cement blocks and barbed wire. Leaders with the various farmers' union held several days of talks with government officials during last month's unsuccessful march on New Delhi. The government offered the farmers a 5-year contract for guaranteed prices for several crops, such as dry grains, maize, and cotton, which would be paid by cooperatives that the government supports. The farmers rejected the offer, standing by their demands for guaranteed prices for all their crops. They also want the government to keep promises it made in 2021 to double their incomes and provide pensions to farmers and farm workers in exchange for calling off a year-long protest. Chocolate prices around the world are likely to soar as major cocoa plants in Africa have either stopped or cut back on processing. Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite explains.
A Reuters investigation suggests makers face trouble as cocoa plants in Africa halt output. Sources say processing has all but stopped in some key producer nations, with plants unable to afford beans. They've more than doubled in price over the past year, hitting record levels, after 3 years of poor harvests. It's all a headache for chocolate makers, which can't produce the sweet treat from raw cocoa. The beans first have to be turned into butter and liquor at processing plants. That will mean rising outlays for chocolate fans. Retail prices for the confection rose close to 12% in the U.S. in 2023.
That was Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite. The son of U.S. President Joe Biden could soon face trial in 2 states on 2 different federal charges. Here's AP's Lisa Dwyer.
In the midst of his father's re-election campaign, Hunter Biden could face trial in Delaware on federal firearms charges as soon as June 3rd. The date is tentative, however, as the judge weighs several defense motions to toss out the case. In California, a separate trial on tax charges is now tentatively set to begin later that month. Meanwhile, Hunter Biden has rejected an invitation from House Republicans to appear for a public hearing next week alongside former business associates. Hunter Biden sat for a nearly 7-hour deposition last month. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Richard Green for VOA News.